Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In the dimly lit overlap between classified research and the unexplained, there is one man whose name continues to echo through the halls of high strangeness. A physicist by training and a seeker by nature, this observer of the unknown has spent decades at the crossroads of science and the supernatural, working in the shadows of government projects and beyond, chasing the edges of human understanding. From his early work on remote viewing at Stanford Research Institute, a program so intriguing it drew the attention and funding of U.S. intelligence agencies, to his more recent involvement in the study of unidentified aerial phenomena, he has remained a central figure in the quiet push to legitimize what others dismiss as fringe. Whether probing the mysteries of consciousness, zero-point energy, or alleged alien technologies, his work walks the fine line between scientific rigor and metaphysical curiosity. This case file joined the theorists as they flex their super psyches to discuss the man whose career that has straddled the seen and the unseen, Dr. Hal Puthoff.
Theorist theorizing, case 5-3, fit of 6. I'm Sleepy Braden.
I'm Psychic Zell.
I'm just Andrew.
The no sleep continues.
Wait, why? I'm surprised. Like, you're not Braden. You're new Braden.
New Braden, yeah. Glasses.
Yeah, new Look, Braden.
I'm Look, smart.
This guy had two more kids. His eyes immediately failed, and he had to get glasses.
All part of my theory, right? As soon as you reproduce, your body just quits.
It's all
as a man, anyways.
No, it's our push to push Dan out of the podcast. First, Andrew got glasses, and it wasn't enough.
Well, Dan got too sexy. That was a problem. Yeah. He went from Dan to Danzel.
Yeah,
and then fucking like, got too much for all of us.
Shaved his beard.
Yeah, his fucking muscles and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, speaking of Dan, used
dead.
Up all the power.
He's fucking dead.
He's dead. He used up all the power in
Braden's new Dan.
Yeah. Virginia.
New Dan.
With his new time travel device he's working on. Zapped it clean.
Actually, you know, you look fucking just like Tina Belcher with a beard to me. With those glasses on. I can't get over it.
Who the fuck is Tina Belcher?
You don't like the grandma? Dude, I've always been a big fan of grandma.
Belcher?
I can't help myself.
Yeah, tell me that doesn't look like him. The nose, everything is exactly the same.
Oh, from Bob's Burgers. Okay.
Yeah, he looks like Tina Belcher.
Does she have grandma glasses?
She's got a full head of hair.
Yeah. That's true.
They're not.
Look at those sprouts coming in.
Look at that lettuce you got up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy.
I think I can hear it coughing.
The garden's taken off.
It's fucking coughing and falling out of your head as we speak. Sickly little fucking wisps.
It's first pair of glasses. I can't drive at night. That's what happened. All of a sudden, I was just like, up about a couple months ago, I was like driving. I was like dusk hit. And I was just like, I can't fucking see anything. Car lights are like beaming into my eyes. I'm like, what's happening? What's going on here? I can't see. I got no depth perception. Finally got an eye test. Obviously I had to up my life insurance first.
For
and
sure.
When they were like, do you have any issues? I was like, no. And then immediately after I got my eyes checked, I was like, I can't see.
20/10 vision.
I can't see shit.
Eagle eyes.
And I got the doctor's like, yeah, it's pretty, pretty common for your age. This kind of, decrease in eyesight. I'm like, nice. And it's insane because I honestly, I thought I had good eyesight. Like I can read some fine ass print.
You thought squinting like this
to read something 3 feet away was normal.
Like, yeah, 100%, dude. And I would read. This is no lie. I've read stuff on buses and stuff, and people gone, "You can read that. You can read that?" And I go, "Yeah, hell yeah."
I've been that guy too.
Right?
Street signs.
So
far
I thought, "Yeah, fuck yeah, dude." Yeah. Dude, like my ability, but I don't know if I'm actually seeing it or I'm just so good at kind of my brain's kind of good at filling in the fuzz.
It's like those shitty puzzles you have to do to pass like a internet survey exam. Yeah.
The best part of it is though, it's like Braden's like reading that bus and he's fucking flies by and he's like, "Quabity retta." Pardon? Or you, like they have no idea what it said. It just drove by, and you're like, "Yeah, well, that's
you,
it."
You read that?
You have no fucking idea. I did. Your brain's just filling shit up.
But it's so to get glasses and put them on, and we kind of talked about this pre-show, but this will be a little bit of conspiracy as we get in here. Put on glasses, and I'm like looking around my house, and I'm like, "Holy shit!" Then I take my glasses off, and I'm like, "Did I get more blind after wearing them for a second? What the fuck is happening?" I was like, "There's no way my eyes are this fuzzy all the time." Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
instantly.
Like this is, I feel like Milhouse all of a sudden. I'm like, I can't see shit. I'm like, this is how my eyes were all the time? What the fuck's, there's no way I walked around this blind.
No,
this
dude,
is big glasses.
It's big glasses. We're talking about before. They want to get those glasses on you because they know your eyes are instantly going to adjust to whatever you put on them. And then that's it. They deteriorate
Here's my
forever.
Question.
It's insane.
Has anyone our age ever passed an eye test? This is probably completely normal. They probably just get you into the long con.
Oh,
you come in around fucking 35 to 40.
They give you a different test?
As soon as they know you got benefits.
They give you a different test when you go there. They change the test up.
Turn us into specky bastards just like that.
They give you the illusion that you have bad eyes and then you believe it.
Because I needed glasses to drive at night, and now when I take off my glasses, and I've had them for 12 hours, when I take my glasses off, I'm like, I don't know if I can drive during the day. I'm like, holy fuck. How did I ever see? This is insane. Like, this is fucking wild. And I'm like, is this how I saw before? Like, dude, I can see. I'm looking at Ant's facial expressions. It's insane.
Oh, dude.
Dude, it's wild.
Part of me wonders, too. It's like, I used to get really bad headaches and shit. I'm wondering if that's because I'm like been focusing so long, like so hard squinting to read for so long.
I don't know.
Well, my eyesight's actually pretty good. It's just
get on the laser. Laser vision. Join the club.
I'm too scared.
Mine are prism though. That's the problem.
They have all types of laser vision.
I don't know why, guys, because it's just, I don't know.
Well, it's cool. Yours is different because yours is from getting your fucking head hit too many times, probably.
Pardon? What? Yeah, mine's from CTE.
Yeah, you're scrambled from the physical jolt of separating your optic nerve from your brain repeatedly.
I'm fucking, because I'm bad. Bang, I block things with my face.
Yeah.
Bob Thomas just literally said, when he was like doing the one eye and read the sign, he's like, "Oh yeah, these glasses will help with those crow's feet."
Shit, really?
Squinting.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe, but I never had headaches. Like, honestly, I had no issues or anything that I would ever go.
You were just
go
blissfully blind. You had no idea. Just fucking strolling around.
Like,
that's why it took you so long to realize you were losing your hair, for fuck's sake.
I take my glasses off and I'm like, I struggle to read the computer screen now. I'm like, I can't see shit. This is insane. I need my glasses. Instantly, 12 hours, my eyes are ruined.
Boom, just like that.
Yeah. Like, Jamie put on my glasses, and she's like, "Oh my God, you can see with these?" And I'm like, it's awesome. And she's
how
like,
"How long have you spent without your glasses on, though?
Today?
Since you got them." Yeah, like,
I wore them for like a couple hours in the morning, then I took them off. And then
because I find like it's bad as soon as you take them off, but if you wait like a little bit, your eyes kind of adjust. And that's
They're supposed to have a little blue lens in there, too. So I was like, "Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll wear them to the podcast
for that, too." I bet you that's a fucking bit of a con.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who has better
vision? They got me.
You know who has better
They're
vision
just like,
than you?
Yeah, it blocks the blue light.
Better
Bullshit.
Vision than you, and he's 89 years old.
Who's that?
Hal Putoff.
Yeah, he's no glasses?
Well, he has glasses, but I think I've seen him with and without glasses. So
here's my question. How do you know his eyes are fucking work properly when he's remote viewing everything?
Yeah. Well, excuse he's me, probably remote. He doesn't even need glasses because
he's literally remote. He's correcting
his own vision in real time. This, He's also isn't he like a professor in laser physics too? So like, couldn't he have just fucking lasered his own eyes?
And not to mention, this fucking guy over here gets LASIK and wants to start talking shit about people's eyes.
Yeah.
Look at this fucking non-specky bastard.
Yeah, listen, all of a Bubbles. Sudden,
look at these.
Listen, Bubbles.
I don't want to hear
perfect
that, buddy.
Fucking pupils.
Let me tell you something about Zell. I don't think I've ever met anyone with thicker glasses lens than Zell as a child. All right,
Tyrone Page. I don't know what you're talking about.
Tyrone Page's old bottle caps.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so where is him at night?
Zell was looking through two magnifying glasses. It's insane.
That was insane. I had glasses from dude, 5 years
wild.
Old. 5 years old, I had glasses.
Dude, that's you would put his glasses on your eyes and it would just black out. I can't see at all, anything.
I was actually technically would have been legally blind. I think it was -8 nearsightedness was considered legally blind, and I was like -7 and like 8.25 or something. I don't know what happened. Well, my parents stuck me in front of the microwave too much when I was a kid.
Must have been
or something.
Yeah, right. Fuck that. It's from you sitting too close to the TV playing fucking Sega Channel.
Sega Channel.
That's what it was.
Sega Channels.
Yeah, Sega
you
Channel
had
was
Sega
dope.
Channel?
He did have Sega
Channel. Of course
you
had Sega Channel.
I did have it for 1 second.
A fucking course. Yeah.
And then I realized that just having a Sega was just way better than the channel.
The channel was pretty dope.
Having a channel, doesn't that mean you could play any Sega game?
Yeah, but the channel was full of lag and you had to wait for the buff. It was just, wasn't the same.
Oh, I didn't know. I always bagged. I fucking bagged for Sega Channel.
Yeah, not happening. Yeah, me too. Anyways. I played it once as Zell's, and I was like, "Oh, please!"
we're gonna talk about Hal Puthoff today because I mean the headlines. He's in all the headlines.
Did you have
right
Game
now.
Genies too?
Game Genies?
Oh, I had a Game Genie.
I don't think I had a Game Genie.
Yeah. No,
okay. I don't recognize Game Genie.
You don't remember Game Genies? You like put it inside the console, and then you put the game on top of the game,
and then you
Genie.
Had like a book of fucking cheats,
and you had all the fucking cheats.
I had that
Brayden
for like normal.
Brayden
yeah,
had that.
Normal Nintendo. Yeah.
I
was fucking all that. About games.
I didn't have normal Nintendo.
I love word. Like, I've always referred to it as normal Nintendo too.
Yeah.
Why is it normal? It's no one. Like, where does that come from?
Well, there's Super Nintendo.
It's not super?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, is it because it's.
Well, I think because Nintendo's such an overreaching brand now that, like, you say Nintendo, people are like Switch, DS. This,
yeah, but this
like,
is back in the day when there was fucking like, one. We called it normal Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, we did call it. I've always called it normal Nintendo.
Yeah, like I'm 90% sure I called it normal Nintendo before I got a Super Nintendo.
I don't know. It's hard to say. I probably called it.
It was just NES for a while.
Yeah.
Play some NES.
Super Famicom, I think. Oh, no. Super Famicom is Super Nintendo. It was just a Nintendo, I think. I think the proper terminology for that would just be Nintendo.
It was Nintendo Entertainment System. It was the NES.
Yeah, NES.
Yeah.
Nice.
Then it was the Super NES.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this Hal Puthoff guy we're talking about here.
So you guys were Sega guys?
Yeah.
I had Sega.
No. Fuck no.
I fucking loved Vector Man. Was maybe my favorite game of all
time. Yeah, Vector Man was fine. Played it Zeus.
Fucking play The Lion King?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Oh, fuck that game with her.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that game... Yeah. Oh, man.
Dude, Aladdin. Holy Aladdin's fuck. It's brutal. Yeah.
Why is Disney games so hard?
Because they didn't want you. Dude, there was another one. It was like Mickey Steamboat.
I have that game too. That game is awesome.
It was fucking possible, dude.
Yeah, it was hard.
God.
Maybe that was like in like fucking Walt Disney's dying wishes. His like last dirty Nazi trick was to, I want Sega games, but I want them to be impossible.
Well, and also it's like the game, if you play it start to finish, is probably like 30 minutes long. So if it's easy, you just smash it out 30 minutes. They're like,
but
make it the hardest. Like you,
games
it's like
were
winning
so
the lottery.
Hard back in the day.
Dude,
so
I
hard.
Still, like I have flashback nightmares as listening to the fucking, I just can't wait to be king with those little fucking leafs. You know, moving back and forth, everything kind of just like shifting side to side.
Dude, if you made a game that hard now, they would label you some type of like racist, prejudice, something. Yeah. Like this game's too hard for this certain people.
He's targeting minorities.
He's targeting people.
with his hard game.
This game is too hard for people with mental handicaps. This guy's racist.
Whoa, easy with that end.
Yeah,
now
he's
that elbow bent.
It's bent. That's me saying I'm one that you're speaking about. That's why I'm so bad at games.
If it would have started just a little bit more to the words of your heart,
tossing my heart out to the old Sega.
That game, dude, there was another game, Super Nintendo. now that we're on a
Super
fucking little,
now we're on a fucking dude, tangent. Fucking that's what happened.
No, no. Super Smash TV.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah,
fucking
awesome game.
Oh, dude,
that was a
awesome
game.
So fucking hard to beat, and I never beat it. And then Xbox came out with it, like you could download it, and it gave you unlimited lives. And I finally beat that fucking game. I was like, "There's no fucking way anyone was beating this on a fucking
someone beat it though." A lot of
Super
people
Nintendo,
beat it.
Or whatever. It's
like,
insane.
Honestly, can you think? Like, I'm trying to think back. It's like, what's the first game I beat? Like all those games back then were fucking
Legend
impossible.
Legend of Dragoon.
No,
that's PlayStation.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I don't that's fucking late.
God damn.
That's yeah, I don't think I ever beat a game.
I beat Diablo.
For me, it's Zelda.
I beat original Diablo.
Oh, Diablo. Yeah, OG for Diablo. Sure. Yep.
What was 100%. Original Diablo on?
PC.
Yeah, it was like 97
about,
or something.
I'm talking
maybe?
About fucking like, we're talking Sega Super Nintendo era.
Mm. Vector Man. I definitely beat Vector Man. I definitely beat Sonic the Hedgehog. Okay.
I think Sonic the Hedgehog, I remember being pretty easy.
I remember being really fucking good at Sonic. I loved that game.
It was a good game.
You love the movies now? Probably do, huh?
I haven't seen the movies, actually.
They're not great.
No, I heard they're good.
I always have to take notes of them. They're not great.
Dude, Jim Carrey doesn't work in Hollywood anymore. Anytime there's a Sonic movie, he's like, sign me up.
Yeah, but that's, I think that's more of a, that's
because
I think that's,
if you were to talk to Jim Carrey about playing Sonic back in the day, he would have been a little older than us,
told
but
you
he
to
fucking loves Sonic. Yeah. You know who else loves Sonic? Hal Putoff. He told me.
You think so?
Told me he loved playing Sonic, even though he's born in 1937 or something.
You remember the game Double Dragon?
Double Dragon.
Yeah, you remember Double Dragon?
I gotta look for the cover.
Came on the NES.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah,
it's like two brothers on it with
side-scrolling,
side-scrolling
fighter. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one of the guys holding the chicken.
There it is.
Yeah, that game. Well, I remember. I had a flashback.
Actually, I played this game. There's a brewery in town that has Super Nintendo, and you can play this game.
Oh, cool. That's dude, Double Dragon kicks ass.
But I remember you can still get it on the Switch.
You know who one of the Double Dragons was actually created for? Hal Putoff.
You think so?
Hal Putoff is notoriously an insane gamer,
one
actually,
of the two, one of the two Double Dragons is...
Is Hal Putoff?
Back in
I don't think so. Listen.
Back in his early days, like in the early 40s, his first remote viewing was a future console. And on that console was Double Dragon.
He's like, I'm going to be wearing a red sleeveless shirt.
I'm going to have a big dragon tattoo on my back. Yeah. You know they made a movie?
About Hal Putoff?
Yeah, it sucked. No, but Double Dragons.
Double Dragon.
Was it good?
I never had the action figure.
Do you know Hal Putoff was born in 1936?
I want to know why Hal Putoff's been popping off here.
He's born in 1936. He's still alive.
That's pretty impressive.
He's like, hey, guy just turned 88.
And he's still sharp as fuck.
Is he 89 years old? Is that right?
88. 89 this year.
He's turning, well, I don't know when his birthday is. He could be 89 already.
June 20th.
So almost 89.
Almost 89.
And this guy is sharp as a tack, talking about remote viewing, working for the CIA, aliens, alien bases, future technologies.
Like.
Bananas.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. The only thing crazier is the fact that that guy lives life that nasally congested.
It's rough. He should have got the fucking grinded out. Yeah,
Nasonex.
Oh, dude, it's like worse than fucking.
Brain. Well, let me tell you something about.
And then every once in a while, he's like, does it fucking? And you're like, holy fuck! Let this poor. It's like a pug. Just Joe Rogan's doing a podcast with a pug. It's fucking brutal.
He's never coming on our show now. I just reached out to him.
Oh, Hal, we appreciate you, buddy.
He's a beauty.
Let's get you a little fucking. You know.
All right, well, let's
spritz in the nose.
The only thing I knew about
Double Dragon?
Him, was that he was like, and I thought he still was, and Zell corrected me. I thought, like, I knew he was like a fucking huge name in Scientology. I thought he still was, but I guess he fucking cut all ties with Scientology. But he was like fucking, I don't know, 33rd degree.
He was top
fucking
G.
Top G. Of Scientology, and then he's just like, fuck it.
He saw Tom Cruise running around on Oprah's couch. Was like, I get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so he left in the 70s and he remote viewed that Tom Cruise, this future superstar, would be on jumping on a couch, just going ape shit on national television. He went, no, this religion's going nowhere fast. I'm out.
Why did he leave? Did it say why he left Scientology?
It just said
it made him feel invincible.
It made him feel invincible. That and the Coke, allegedly. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something about,
yeah, I guess so.
You know, 70s? I mean, that was just, he was partying. He was like 40 back then, you know?
It's amazing what you can do when you're free of thetans and you've got all the thetans removed from your body.
Is that what it is? Right? If you become a Scientologist, they free you from the thetans?
I think so. I think they free you. They get all the thetans that are in your inhabiting your vessel and they get rid of them.
I wonder if we could find like a dethetanizer on Temu or something.
just cheat the religion. Yeah. We're like, we're not paying any money. We just want the thetans gone.
L. Ron's rich enough.
Scientology teaches that the thetan is the true spiritual being that resides within a person, distinct from their physical body and mind. So you don't want to free yourself from the thetan.
Maybe you're getting more thetans.
You are the thetans. We're the thetans.
What I'm reading here is that thetans are pretty much midichlorians.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. They're in your being, your essence.
Which came first?
Thetans are considered immortal and have been reincarnated into various bodies throughout
Star
time.
Star Wars.
Fuck's sake, really?
Probably. Yeah.
Star Wars would have come first. 100%.
That's hilarious.
No, Scientology was... When did Hal Putoff start Scientology?
Hal Putoff? I thought it was
No, it was Hubbard, right. 54. So before Star Wars.
Oh, okay. Old Georgie boy.
That must have been right around the start of Star Trek, though. 50s?
But like he's always... This guy's always been like a...
Star Trek is 60s.
Star Trek's old. Super old.
It's got to be older. It's got to be... 50s, they were like making black and white still, were they not?
No. 66. Original Star Trek, 66.
Now, he's... This guy's been like pretty prominent in like the paranormal and fucking pseudoscience world.
You want to hear some history of him?
Yeah, but he's a legit scientist, though, is he not?
Yeah. Well,
boom. He went to,
I don't know.
Guess what? Well, he went to Stanford. He studied electrical engineering, got a PhD in that. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive right there. Boom. Then he went back to work at Stanford. He worked at General Electric and at NASA at various capacities related to lasers and quantum electronics, where at the time was sci-fi back then. Like, that's like future tech.
Just make-believe. They're all sitting there like, imagine what we can do in the future.
Pretty much
that was remote viewing.
His main thing was he worked in like tunable lasers. So I guess like selecting frequencies and like blasting these fucking lasers at stuff. What it seems like.
Sounds pretty fucking cool.
But in the 70s, he joined the Stanford Research Institute. And he co-founded a program called Psychic Functioning, which pretty much studied remote viewing as we know it. So before we go any farther, I got fans of Cosmic Channels. We're going to bring a little something back here. But it's only going to be for us because we have no caller. So I have a little box on my desk, and I want both these fuckers to try and guess what's in it. But don't just guess. Close your eyes.
It's in a box?
It's in a box.
Close your eyes. Project your consciousness. Me to your sound studio. Onto my desk. I'll reveal it at the end, but I just want you to...
I got to guess now.
You got to guess now. Long. I'm going to reveal it at the end.
I'm seeing like a ribbon. Third place ribbon for curling.
Okay, that's what came to his mind.
That's what came in there.
Okay.
Next.
The third place.
Third place.
And it's blue, little blue, some little tassels, third place.
Some type of, he's sealing some type of curling championship third place ribbon. What's Andrew sealing here? Can't ask ChatGPT what it sees.
No.
What is in Zell's box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? I feel like it's an empty Jan Arden CD case.
All right.
2005.
Those are the guesses? Yeah. Put them on the back burner till the end, and I'll let you know.
All right.
Who's got the remote psychic ability?
So this guy's fucking toying around with lasers, quantum mechanics. at NASA.
This guy's the top of his field. Like, he's a fucking genius, really.
But he gets in this make-believe field.
But he gets involved in this remote viewing thing, and he develops this program, and he brings in, like, Ingo Swann, which was like a, he was a psychic, pretty much.
Yeah.
Not a remote viewer, but he brings him in and gets him to remote view things. And one of his big claims is, before NASA sent the probes to Jupiter, this is probably the biggest one. He described Jupiter with, as you normally would, with, like, you know, the storm, reddish planet, but he gave it a ring. And he thought, oh, maybe I'm at the wrong planet. Well before NASA knew, or anyone knew, that there was rings on Jupiter. Because Jupiter has a ring.
Sorry, hold on, what? Hold on. This is well before I knew. This is new information to me. Jupiter's got a ring?
Jupiter has a very slight ring around it.
I had no idea.
Yep.
This is the first I've ever heard of this.
So anyways.
I thought just Saturn.
Through his program in Ingo Swann, they found out that remote viewing perhaps was plausible. And we talked about it on an earlier case file about, like, Project Stargate, which is the remote viewing CIA project.
We also talked to Hybrid. And he said he thinks that he was in a fucking CIA remote viewing
program. He thinks he was?
He thinks he was. He went to some weird camp.
Okay.
They asked him all this weird shit. DJ fucking Hybrid Skittles or something. I can't remember now. I've had no sleep.
That's fair, man. That's all good. You don't have to explain yourself here.
A question that, like, with this remote viewing, do you think this is something that people have, like, developed with time, or do you think this is something that maybe is something that we've, like, phased out?
Every person is capable of remote viewing to a certain extent. It's a consciousness. You're, like, tapping into, like, the connected consciousness, and this is where Hal Puthoff gains, like, notoriety. He goes into these, like, metaphysical, supernatural, like, science fields. Because the one common thing through all the stuff, it's like consciousness doesn't really, scientifically, we're all conscious, sure.
Yeah.
But there's, like, he seems to think, like, the consciousness is the key to all these, like, the aliens coming here, remote viewing, all the stuff is connected, kind of like the Akashic Records. Like, everything's kind of connected through this consciousness. So the remote viewing's not even, it has no bounds of distance. So, like, we've talked about like quantum entanglement, where, like, particles are, like, intertwined over distance, but they interact instantaneously without, like, the distance in between. So that's where he really got into in, like, the 70s and the CIA programs and all that shit. And I don't remember what case file we talked about, but it's way back. But they talk about how they use this program to find, like, when the first Russian nuclear submarine launched, like, the ones that are the huge ones that are, like, 500 feet long and they hold, like, 80 warheads. When the remote viewers seen the submarine, told the CIA about it, they said that's impossible, no one has that. And then, like, a month later, they found out that those, like, Triton nuclear submarines, like the huge Soviet ones at the time in, like, early 80s, yep, that's real. And they also found, like, they could find, like, aircraft that had crashed somewhere in Africa, which is a massive place. And then they'd be like, yeah, and they point at the map. It's like, it's here. And it was within, like, 1 kilometer. So there was all these things that the remote viewing program that he was part of did. And people, well, like, dismiss it as saying, like, ah, that's fucking impossible.
One of the interesting things, too, it's like when you describe, like, the remote viewing in my head, it's like they're seeing a perfect picture of a submarine and, you know, where it is, and we're able to explain it. But, like, one guy during the Nixon administration was remote viewing in the White House and said there's something in the White House that's going to hurt the president, right? And what they think it ended up being was, like, the tape recorder that obviously led to Watergate and him losing his fucking position, being impeached. So it's not like he saw exactly what was what was going to be, but he kind of, what's the word, you know?
He interpreted it closely.
Yeah.
Well, how I think it is like, because Zell, you were talking that, like, he says that, like, everyone has it. And I do think it's an extension of intuition. I truly do. And I think, like, Andrew, you'll attest to this. Like, it's like when you start going to the gym and, like, you start working out and you're just working out. And then, like, people will be like, you get the, like, muscle-mind connection where you got to, like, you got to actually focus on the muscle, make sure you're flexing certain muscles. That doesn't come right away when you first start going and working out. Like, it takes a while to kind of, like, oh, I'm flexing this certain muscle, doing this certain exercise to target it. Okay, and then you kind of make that connection in your mind, and then you can focus on it. But you don't just show up at the gym and do that the first time and, like, make that connection. I think it's like that, and some people just have better intuition naturally. And so as you use your intuition and you're trusting it, whatever it is, it's strengthening and it's honing it. And some people are working, like, meditating and leaning into it more, and it's just strengthening that more. Because I'm sure there's other people that can attest, I'm a huge... I trust my gut guy. Like, I get a fucking sour taste, I'm like, ooh, something's not right. So I also have a hard time listening to other people in certain situations and listening to their input, because I'm like, no, my intuition is telling me this is the way to go, and I fucking trust that wholeheartedly. So if someone's telling me to do something that's opposite of what my intuition is, I'm like, this is going to be a really hard sell for you to sell me.
Because you're the Donald Trump of podcasting. Your intuition is the greatest intuition.
I've got the best
intuition there is.
Well, it's like, I've kind of experienced that myself personally in, like, extremely stressful situations, like with work, and, like, especially sometimes doing stuff I've never done before or react in certain situations. It's like, for the most part, I've always reacted in an appropriate fashion, whether I was trained on what to do or sometimes you just made the right choice somehow. Right. And yeah, and it's one of those things where it's like, I can't explain how I made that decision. I don't know why I made that decision. I don't even, you know, but you just do. And it's crazy. And it's like, it's always like you can just tap into something special in those situations. And
I think tapping into that, whatever happens in those kind of situations where you just kind of let go and just, like, you're just trusting your gut on, like, a primal level. I think that's the key to remote viewing, like, and what these people are doing and where they're having success. And I'm not saying, like, listen, I don't really buy that anyone's fucking batting 100. You know what I mean?
Like, no chance,
but you have enough people focusing on things, someone's going to be really close.
Dude, even these experiments they did with these psychics and stuff, these are the ones we hear about, the ones that worked, the ones they claimed that worked. Right. So how many more were they're like, nope. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Way off.
Well, it makes strike you wonder 80.
Because, like, so they know the government knows what people are capable in this. Let's say this is all real. The government learns how seriously capable.
Yeah, that's why they put fluoride in the water and the fucking dyes in the food.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe they're purposely trying to fucking give us so much daily traffic. Whether
they're plucking
jobs,
the fucking pineal gland,
work,
Andrew.
And trying to dull our senses.
Yeah, it's calcified.
You know, maybe they're trying to fucking dull our senses and harness, you know, and so we don't tap into those fucking powers on a regular basis because they see what we could be capable of.
Or maybe you just have a better sense of right or wrong, and so when you saw these
chemtrails
of what was going on, you would be like, "This isn't making
it's
sense."
The red dye number 5
up.
Or whatever, yeah.
Right? Yeah. 100% red dye 40, buddy.
That intuition, though, that, like,
tartrazine.
No, but the intuition of, like, you're in that situation, you're obviously trained, but you've never seen this situation before, and you do the right thing. A lot of people contribute to that, to, like, a collective consciousness. Like, you've tapped into something else that someone else has done and someone else has done and someone else has done. But you did
100 monkeys theory.
But you've all, like, that's all connected. You don't.
So I'm still plagiarizing was what you're saying.
You're stealing 100%.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
But, like, it's either that or when you say it. Like, you don't know how you made that decision. So this is the argument against free will, is you didn't make it and someone somewhere is controlling the simulation that you're part of. And you hadn't, you just did it. You don't know how you did it. You just did it.
There's so many times where you were in these crazy fucking situations where it's like, you honestly, you just, I've always attributed it to, like, just autopilot.
Yep.
You know, and then after, it's, everything is so fuzzy after, but I'm like, and then you think about what you just did and you're like, that was fucking crazy. Like, this, if I were to watch myself do it, I would be shitting my pants. But when you're in the situation, you just fucking do it.
It's insane. It's insane. Because, like,
I'm a fucking giant pussy, but I've done some crazy shit.
Dude, huge pussy. Me too. Huge pussy.
And you're like,
dude,
what the fuck?
Me and Andrew watched Zell get fucking epically sucky.
We did not watch it happen.
But you've seen the aftermath, and I don't blame you for not stepping in. The guy was an absolute fucking monster.
Guy's fist was on fire.
Yeah.
He had tribal tattoos. He had flame tattoos
on his fist. Wrists, remember that?
Yeah.
Wrists, from fist to wrist, like, of flames. And so it's like, listen, right? Do we all need concussions?
No.
No.
We don't.
Right?
Situation was...
We also had hot beef dips.
Right.
We were just sitting down in our chairs, and guy just fucking went over real quick.
I dropped my beef dip on Zell. But
if you want to hear that story, you go back to our Patreon. Go way back to the early days of what's demeaning to this, and listen to the Boston pizza sucky.
But having said that, like, I'm not a confrontational person. I don't get in really high. I'm a pretty low stress guy, and like, my job puts me in situations, high stress, high conflict situations, where it's just like, I normally today, if you put me, drop me in there right now, like, normal me, I'm like, I can't make these.
Raiden can't decide if, because he's a mailman, if you didn't know, like, he delivers a mail, so he can't decide which house to go to. Some of them got a dog.
It's tough work. It's hard. But like, it's weird when you get these in these situations and you just kind of let go a little bit and you just trust that intuition. And I think where people fucking and you see people, like, I've seen people make fucking bad decisions, and it's because they're just overthinking it, over noodling. They're not reacting.
They can't tap into the pineal.
They can't tap in, man. They're
too
not
much
fucking,
fluoride in their toothpaste. Yeah.
What's that purple water that RFK drinks? They're not drinking that.
Blue
methylene or whatever.
Yeah. Well, methylene blue is, you hear Mel Gibson talk about his buddies on methylene blue?
Yeah, but I don't think people
is
all
that
of
why
are
is
not
that why
talking about it anymore.
Is that why he's racist? Methylene blue?
People claim it's like the miracle drug for some reason. Cures cancer, cures everything.
Can't talk about Riggs that way.
I 100% can.
Riggs wasn't racist.
I've listened to the tapes.
The character Riggs was not racist.
No, Riggs isn't racist. Mel Gibson.
Fucking love Mel.
Hey, listen. I don't know. He was the OG because look at how
Tina
the world
Belcher
is.
Over here talking shit about fucking.
Look at where the world is now, right? All right, Mel Gibson was ahead of the curve. If Mel Gibson was yelling what he was yelling a decade ago today, no one would bat an eye. Right?
No, you been on Twitter recently?
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
You better get in while you still can.
I didn't realize there were so many people who hated people, except until I went on Twitter.
Get in while you can.
Yeah.
Prime Minister fucking Corney's coming for it.
Oh, yeah. He's with his bill, his internet
he's
bills.
Coming for fucking. Coming for coming your freedom. For fucking...
I'm going to remote view him right now and tell him, hey, Carney, just back off, bro. Just fucking Corny. Back off. Anyways, so put off. He was involved for like 20 years. The CIA and other like alphabet agencies came to him sporadically. If they couldn't solve a case, so he claims, at least this is all still classified, I believe. So he says it happened. He can't give names or dates or exactly what he's done, except for the few that have been leaked publicly through Freedom Information and whatever else. So he did that for years. He wrote books. He wrote like a book called Mind Reach: Scientists Look at Psychic Ability. With Russell Targ. So he was really into that for like 20 years. But then in the 80s, he started the Institute for Advanced Studies. So they investigated zero-point energy and its potential attributes. Like, how does zero-point energy work? Meaning, like, energy, unlimited free energy, clean, using the energy of the cosmos, the sun, all that stuff. He theorized that.
This fucking sounds like some liberal propaganda to me, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what that sounds like to me.
he's a staunch Republican. Staunch. But he like talks about like vacuum fluctuations in space, using like the actual vacuum of space itself to propel you through space, like anti-gravity style.
Well, dude, it's insane. If you think about, like, if you take a step back from, like, Earth and just, like, all the fucking chaos that is going on in the universe, it's kind of insane that we can't fucking harness even, like, a percentage of it to, like, you know, why do I have to, basically what I'm saying is like, why do I have to pay a fucking $1.80 a liter for gas? You know what I'm saying? Let's, we can bring that down. We got fucking rivers flowing, tides pulling, hurricanes.
What do you got, buddy, we got more ice gravity. In Antarctica this year. Yeah.
No, free energy is not, that's not, that's renewable planetary energy. Free energy being the energy of the cosmos itself. It's unlimited. And if you had a way to harness it or transform it, it is free and limitless. That's what they work on, right?
Yeah.
So he's also part of
cheap gas.
You know, we talked about it a long time ago.
How much carbon tax am I going to have to pay to achieve this?
They'll find a way to include the carbon tax on it. All right. Just give it away. Of course.
You're going to have to charge it. But it's zero point tax.
Yeah.
Not the consumer. Hey, space
free,
is getting
free
charged.
Stuff doesn't make money, obviously. So that's no good for us. We can't have that. Right?
No.
But like this, so he talks about like, so these videos from, you know, 2004, like the Tic Tac video, the gimbal video, all these videos that have been released with that 2017 New York Times article we've talked about many times. He says that type of energy is like a vacuum anti-gravity energy, which is like mitigates centrifugal force. So if you were in that craft, you wouldn't feel the effects of acceleration and stuff.
So you wouldn't have to be made a silly putty to survive.
Yeah, you could actually just be a regular biological entity and be in this craft, and you just be like warping space around you, so you wouldn't feel, or else if you're just a regular person in a craft that went from 0 to 10,000 kilometers an hour instantly, you're just mush, just a pink mist inside that spacecraft.
You're the human that survived the fucking car crash, that big blobby guy.
Right, so he wrote books like Gravity as a Zero-Point Fluctuation Force, Advanced Space Propulsion Based on Vacuum, Space-Time Metric, and Space-Time Metric Engineering in 2004. So he's done these papers and these books, and he's been in like these, like almost like the supernatural sciences, you would say, right? Stuff that cannot really be...
Dr. Venture.
They can't be replicated in like a double-blind study. So far.
Well, that's hard too, because it's like, how do you, how does he prove it, and or how do you prove him wrong?
Exactly.
It's all theoretical, right? Like it's
or highly classified, and they actually can't talk about what. So that's
what I can't fucking stand about these, especially these interviews where these guys are get off on a tangent and start giving you, and then he's like, but you know, it's classified. So well, like, how can you play just the tip, the fucking shafts classified, but the tip isn't? Like none of that shit makes sense.
No, well, I agree, but at the same time, if it was, so he talks about this in great detail in a lot of the interviews, saying that the compartmentalization of these programs makes it impossible to move them forward, because this guy's working on, you know, some type of propulsion, but in order for that to work, he would need to work with this other guy who's working on the fuel, but they can't talk to each other. So So Bob Lazar said the same thing, if you believe Bob Lazar or not, but he said the same thing of being, he was working on propulsion, but he couldn't talk to the guy who was working on the metallurgy or the guy who was working on, you know, the aircraft, the actual shell of it, the actual body. So no one could work with each other. So they couldn't really figure out what was going on.
So now jump ahead a bit, but now that he's working with Tom DeLong, like, and now both of them are obviously, they have a certain level of clearance. When do you get disclosure from these people?
Like, exactly.
Why do they have to fucking hold on to all this shit? I don't understand. So even it's a private company.
Like even before the Stars Academy, he was in UFO disclosure and theoretical support for exotic technologies, and that was like a defense contractor position. Highly
like
classified.
Calling in the back of a comic book.
So pretty much what he's saying in his interviews that they have found at least 10 aircraft, some with bodies and some seemingly, because everyone, this is the one I always talk about, we've talked about before, like you're this super advanced alien species, extraterrestrial species or interdimensional. You can get to Earth in whatever craft and then you fucking crash. That seems dumb, right?
No, you abandon them.
So what he said is they would just find them in the desert or wherever, like abandoned. And that's why
why abandon it?
Well, I mean,
get us to catch up?
No,
they're
exactly
giving us the technology.
But I remember when Bob Lazar was on Rogan And he said something about like they had a they excavated one. And then they never mentioned it again. Didn't talk about it. And I was like, what do you mean you excavated the craft? And then what Putoff saying is the excavation was they found an intact craft with all these advanced futuristic technologies we had no idea about. You know, like fiber optics and radar and all this stuff back in the 40s, 47, like Roswell and stuff. That's what he says. And subsequent crashes after that and retrievals. And what he says is, so at the time it was the Soviets and the Yanks, right? USA. They were neck and neck in like rocketry and atomic weaponry and all this stuff. But somewhere along the lines, the US exploded ahead in like futuristic like digital technology. And he thinks it's because it's one of these crafts. Like the US got a craft. He also says like all these countries got some type of craft, but not all the countries could reverse engineer it. And that's what really started the fucking like the space race and weaponry race of the Cold War.
Is that they all knew they had something?
They all had something, maybe something a little bit different, and not all of them figured it out at the same time.
Now, part of me wonders, like, because, I mean, there's so many theories of, like, us joining. There's some, like, Galactic Federation waiting for us to fucking, you know, advance to a certain point. Could it be something where, let's say that they do leave crafts all over Earth, right? Like, let's 10 crafts, different places all over Earth, with only certain aspects of it operational. So it's like US has a piece and say Russia has a piece. Russia's reverse engineered their piece and US, but it's like in order to move on to the next, like to really unlock the potential of all this technology, we need to work together. You know what I mean? I wonder if it's something like that.
Like a global... You don't think it's like a fucking, it's not like a reality TV show on fucking TLC and the aliens are just dropping shit off. Show us what you got.
Show us what you got.
Pimp this spaceship.
It also,
God damn it, we need exhibit.
What's he doing now? He really fell off, eh?
I don't think he's pimping any rides
anymore. Not pimping anymore.
I wonder if he's going to come up in the fucking Diddy trial. Did you hear whose names already got brought up?
Mike Myers.
Old elbows up himself.
Old elbows deep.
Yeah.
Dread got him.
Yeah.
It was him and fucking Carl Winslow.
Fuck's sake. Would you imagine if that's what comes out now? That's how... Oh my God, that'd be funny. That is the weirdest rumor I've ever heard.
Aren't you Randy, baby?
Oh, fuck. All right. Let's take a quick beer break, and then we'll talk about, because he's part of To the Stars Academy with our boy.
Yeah.
And there's some theories we got to get into. But before that, short beer break. We'll be right back.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
We're back.
We're going to Thailand.
It's with Dan at the end of the month. That'd be awesome. I wish.
Bust out the soap.
Okay, we're talking about how he was born. He did all a bunch of crazy shit.
Nope.
And now we're at the...
One of the things I wanted to bring up before that, he's at the Academy of the Stars. One of the things I wanted to bring up with all this talk about them excavating ships and crafts.
I'm an excavator.
Do you think that gives any weight to, say, like the recent like LIDAR detections in the pyramids and like these new discoveries that they're touting, like of these ancient technologies? Like, could this all be part of one global spanning like alien race that's just kind of left stuff for us?
So like they came to Earth, seeded the planet and left
a bunch of shit,
built some monuments for life to eventually discover and figure out, And these are all clues.
How else do you explain the rapid evolution of the human race?
It's true. Has never been explained. Doubling of the brain size. All the other good stuff that comes with it. Why not? I mean,
there's always been cool shit buried everywhere.
Dude, you think about the pyramids and stuff, like I get it. It's the same humans that are today. It's like the same brain capacity, same everything. You can't build that today. Are we building anything? We're building different advanced stuff.
Think about it. Like, with how soft we are, think about how many people are off on fucking WCB within like a month.
How many backs are broken from lifting those stones?
Yeah, like, everybody's gone.
Even with like the robot suit where you can lift like 500 pounds, someone's still...
You've seen like hieroglyphics with fucking shitty people with those like little stupid wrist braces on, you know, and they get hurt at work.
From the repetitive stress injuries from bagging groceries. Just, like, oh, my wrist is so sore.
Whipping a guy with a wrist brace. Fucking let's go.
Dude, of all the theories we ever talked about, if an alien came back, let's say, I don't know, 10,000 years ago, give a little like a little upgrade or longer, let's say 300,000 years ago, 400,000, whatever it is, came back, seen this advanced for the planet, an advanced species that had like, you know, family groups and cult, a little bit of culture and a little bit of art, and they're like, I think with a little upgrade, they'll go to space to do that. And then just come back and check on us all the time.
You know, what's interesting though, is like get back on the fucking, it's just us from the future type deal. You think about like humans making another big jump. And then it makes me think of like that, the Beijing genetics labs that are experimenting on the test tube babies in particular.
Yep.
Right. And increasing their intelligence. Right. And maybe that's where these technologies are coming from. Maybe this advanced alien race did the same thing, experimented on their own people and was somehow, you know, unlocked a way to increase intelligence.
Yeah.
Right. Like our human brain is capable of creating something with higher intelligence than ourselves. Right. If that's to be believed.
Well, we created AI now.
Yeah. There you go.
We've created like the next evolutionary entity of this planet. Something that is so incredibly smart compared to us. We look like ants. If one computer has the knowledge of the entire human race, just one, but there's also a billion computers and they're all linked together through the internet, endless.
Yeah, it's insane. It's how fast it's going to surpass us. And
well, and not even that. Now they're saying like the next level, if they actually get it, like the quantum computing. So one like supercomputer, like quantum supercomputer, can do all the calculations of all the supercomputers that would take them like a million years or whatever, can do it in like a minute. Now what? that's the like simulation. Do they start building worlds inside their fucking computer chips?
Well, they should. They would be able to run. You think they would be able to run like? It would. You think that our technology, much like we saw the advancement, like the huge technological leap from the 80s to like the digital age of like now, like these huge leap and bounds in short windows of time, and then like periods of stagnant, like we are now, where it's like, all right, iPhone 15, it's like the same fucking iPhone, like nothing's, there has been really
not
no
doubling
innovation
anymore, like it was.
Yeah, we're not doubling anymore, we're not doing a lot. But you think that as soon as these kind of things come on board, we are going to see another period of time where our technology exponentially grows, just like leaps and bounds.
It'll grow to a point
in the next couple decades.
It'll grow to a point where we can't even comprehend what it's doing. Like right now, we know, like, okay, you get the computer, you get the phone, you know what to do, you can program it, blah, blah, blah. But it'll get to the point where the phone, like, you won't be able to actually use it to its full potential. The phone will just make its own shit.
Well, it's like, you know, it seems like you get these little jumps every time you create some type of new technology. Like we're talking about AI, could this stimulate that? Also with all the cloning stuff that we're doing lately, like that's shit that we're doing, shit that no one's ever done before.
Dude, the craziest thing about...
It's fucking nuts.
Specifically this time period in human history, So we had like the first industrial revolution. You had like the steam engine and like this, all that stuff. We had steam power. You had trains and you had all these like manufacturing based on steam power. And then you had like the electrical revolution where you turned it. Like now you had electrical power. And then you had like the coming of the computer, the personal computer in the digital age. Now you have artificial intelligence, which is going to, again, do that same leap forward. But this time, it's the computers becoming more advanced where we don't even know what they're doing anymore. Like a lot of these platforms, like all the like the meta shit, Facebook and Instagram, I don't even think they know what the algorithm or any. I think the computer is just, it just does what it does now. It makes its own algorithm. It updates daily. It knows what everyone likes. It has all your information, your browsing history, everything you ever clicked
That's
on.
That's fucking scary.
There's no way a human knows that. So the computer knows it all. And then a human can give like a broad strokes. Like, sure, you can give broad strokes, get that computer to do X, Y, Z, whatever. But the computer itself and all its data connected all around the world knows exponentially more than anyone else. And it just does whatever it wants now. It's just like doing its own thing. And people are like trying to figure out like, oh, I cracked the algorithm. Like, no, you didn't. The algorithm chose you for whatever reason. There's no cracking it. Wild times. It's fucking craziest times.
It fucking blows my mind to pieces.
100 years ago,
I can't.
Less than like a quarter of the people had running water to their houses. And now people...
Yeah, dude. My grandma used to tell me that they didn't have toilet paper in Saskatchewan. And they used... She's like, I loved when it was Christmas time and we got mandarin oranges because we used all the mandarin oranges, like the little fucking covers. And I'm like, what the fuck? What? That seems like a first problem to solve.
Dude, 100 years ago, you know a lot of people didn't even have electricity in their house. Just a few people ago.
Yeah, my fucking
people
father-in-law
ago.
Grew up without electricity.
Just a few
like
people ago.
Like nine.
Right?
Yeah, it's insane.
Crazy.
How privileged we are.
It's like it's a privilege in a way, but it's also like no generation has been able to catch up to like the changing of technology. I really think that's why you see like the excessive like mental health crisis, because like technology and everything and the way family units work and society works has changed 10 times in the last 50 years. But for the last 5,000 years before that, it was almost the same.
Dude. Well, it makes sense because we are having like newfound problems.
For sure.
Yeah. It's
like things that we've never had issues with for like, you know, and then all of a sudden we're rapidly having, and a lot of these, like not to be offensive, or like human made, we've created these problems.
For sure.
Right. We got to hide the likes.
That's what I mean. Like that was never a thing.
Such a fucking lame problem. We don't show the likes anymore.
Dude, never
because not
in the
a lot
history
of people
of humanity
are liking my posts.
Could any person on the planet create a profile that any other person on the planet could visit instantaneously? That's fucking mind boggling sometimes when I think about it. It's like, yeah. I just make this,
and then
I can
also
make
you
this,
can be like,
and someone can just
be like,
find
you
this.
Suck.
Yeah. And then call me a fucking kill piece yourself. Of shit.
Hate from Canada.
Yeah.
That's wild. And that's
it
all
is.
Happening
it's crazy.
In the last 50 years, really.
Yeah, and it's like we're only beginning to see the kind of long-term effects that this new technology has, and like this new like social like connectiveness. Like it's completely connected with depression. People who are on there all the time. It's, you know, people get so sucked into these fucking, like, especially like our parents' generations. I don't know what it is, man.
Facebook
they get so
them.
Hung up on Facebook and playing these little fucking Facebook bejeweled games. And it's like, dude, they're just, their life's just fucking
instant
slipping
gratification
away.
Shit.
Yeah,
man.
Just slipping away doing these fucking things, right? And you're like, it's such a fucking weird thing.
I'm bad too. I got my fucking flip phone just got in from Amazon, got a new one.
Nice.
Got flipper?
Back on the flips?
I'm going back. I got to get back on the flip, boys.
Dude, I'm
an addict.
I've thought about doing that. Like sometimes I look at my doom scrolling hours and I'm like, I wasted
it's
4 hours
shameful.
Today? What am I doing? What did I do for four hours?
I'm missing my children grow up because I'm too busy fucking scrolling. Like, it's brutal.
Dude, honestly, I need it. I need it with newborns.
Well, yeah, they don't really interact.
Yeah, they just like, see you're holding on. You're like, oh, what's going on?
You know what's the worst? The worst feeling is, well, now Nova will say, Daddy, put your phone away. I go,
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're getting shamed by a fucking toddler.
And then you say, go to your room.
Yeah. Tell me
about
business.
Don't you ever talk to me like that.
Anyways, we're talking about put off.
Yeah.
We got a little tangent.
You know what puts me off?
Put off himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I thought one of
the clips I saw of the interview was they were talking about, and this was kind of an interesting thing that they were talking about, like an underwater base off the fucking coast of Miami that is seemingly like people like screenshotting shit on Google Maps and they've like blurred it out. And he was kind of like apprehensive to talk about it or discuss it at all. And then he just was like, I can't hear you. I can't hear you anymore. They're like, okay, well, let's take a quick break. And they never talked about it again. But like, apparently there's this fucking base off Florida.
As soon as they
pop
back on after the break, they're like, you can't talk about that shit.
He's like, yeah.
Well, he talked about that, but he also talked about other places on Earth that they think might be alien bases. One was called Mount Zeal in Australia.
Oh, in Australia, yeah.
Which I've never heard about before, so I had to look it up. And it's just like, just fucking random rock in the middle of like the Northern Territory of Australia, middle of nowhere. No one lives like, fucking there.
Don't they have like flaps there all the time though?
Yeah, they see the like crazy lights and sounds and shit in the sky.
Is that where we talked about like the quick fucking doors?
That's Pine Gap. That's a different one.
Pine Gap, a different one?
But also like a remote, like weird spot in Australia. And Hal was saying that he was speculating like maybe, from what I gathered from his interview on Rogan at least, was that maybe these ET non-biologicals, wherever they are, had come at some time in the past, gave us a little CRISPR, and have been monitoring us ever since. Either they stay here or they have bases. He says one might be in Mount Zeal. They might be under the water. They might be in other places around the world that they just have like kind of like a command center. And they just are here, or they check in, or they come back here and there.
They're fucking monitoring their investments. There's something they want from us, whether it's to harvest our resources or...
They want to know, for once and for all, if 100 of us could truly kill one gorilla.
The stage is set. All the players have been...
10,000 years in the making.
The thing for the resources thing is like, resources... I think would be in abundance in the universe. Like if you can travel the stars,
not 100% ice is everywhere.
Ice is everywhere.
Sure, sure. All these comets and stuff full of ice.
Full of ice. So it's like the resources bit to me doesn't really add up for me because I'm like it's abundant. So like why? What are we doing to these resources? So like the only thing I can think of really that pops in my head is that like we're terraforming. Like we are like some sort of fucking yeast that you sprinkle on a planet and then we just start to fucking consume, heat it up, and we're warming the planet up.
Yeah.
And then to eventually whatever species, you know, wants to inhabit it and
lizard
grow.
People.
And they're traveling in cryospace. And what they've done is they've just sent these fucking ships and whatever down to get things started. And then it's, you know, as soon as it hits there, they come and just fucking whoop, wipe us out like ants, right? Like, or, you know, put some sort of virus and, you know, kill switch engaged and we all fucking perish. And then they do it again to the next near habitable planet, right? And it's just,
it's interesting though. It's like why would they want us to evolve then, right? You think it would be way easier if we were some form of like fucking cattle that just roamed and grazed, and
we don't consume fast enough, right? With the intelligence, we're consuming everything on the planet, right? Like we consume.
Yeah, but why would they want us to consume the resources
to heat up the planet? Like they know, like exactly, like the ages we're going to go through are going to, you know, set off a string of events.
So to induce global warming by,
yeah,
they want more methane, and that's. You know what? Because that is the one thing in the universe that's not common is like gas.
Cow farts.
Right? All these like rocky bodies are all frozen, blah, blah, blah. There could be some gas giants, but maybe like nitrogen or some weird gas on Earth. This is like not common. And like, this is our planet. We got to get them to keep the atmosphere strong so we can keep, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense, actually. Yeah. No, I think
and they do that with hairspray.
I'm like, this is dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just, to me, the resources bit doesn't make sense. And I was like, so I kind of like, I'm like, if they have some sort of, you know, cause there's that missing link, right? Like we said earlier, like there's
just,
like,
I feel like if they had that technology, they could just pollute the planet themselves to get it to that point. That's like, why would they bang?
But maybe our species is that technology, right? They're traveling. Like I said, we've talked about it before. Like, space travel is not for biological life. Doesn't make sense.
Impossible.
But if you're freezing a species, right?
Not with net zero fucking technology.
And you're in cryo sleep or some sort of stasis, right? And you're just doing a long fucking 100,000 year journey, right? And they've shot these fucking, you know, they know by the time they get here, we're going to be done our life cycle. It's already ingrained in us. And the planet's going to be near completion.
It just seems
for them.
Yeah,
right.
To me, it makes more sense that whatever these species are, these ETs, were this a science experiment? Nothing more, nothing less. The resources you can get anywhere.
Than the jar with the holes.
We're the big ant farm.
I mean, or like we're the zoo. We're the theme park. We're the science experiment. That's the only thing that really, because maybe it is. You know, it's one in 10 million planets has the opportunity to have life.
You know what? That's a good point. You know what I'm going to do tomorrow, just so I can say it? I'm going to fucking stick a battery down an anthill so I can be like, look, if I'm leaving technology for ants, who's to say something's not leaving technology for us? Right?
There you go.
Next thing, the ants make a little nest. They get up.
Just zoom out.
They get out. They get up to like your power meter and they stick that fucking battery in there. They blow up your house. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking, yeah, it is. Like, you could talk about the shit all day. Like, why? If there is ETs, why are they here? What the fuck?
Why are you doing here? Yeah.
What did we do? We had resources. Why don't you make, why couldn't you do a little better editing so we don't want to just murder each other all the time?
Well, and that's the other thing is, like, because, you know, we've seen all the interjections and stuff. You know, they talk about, like, when we've used nuclear bombs and there's the theories of them coming and, like, disabling nuclear weapons like Malmstrom and stuff. So it's like, maybe there's a little bit of, like, hey, you know, like, this is for you.
No, no, no.
And you can't use this stuff because you're going to wreck it for the next step.
Well, Lebo was telling a story about how they turned the nuclear weapons on in Russia.
Yeah, he said there was one base, he didn't give names or anything, but he said there was one base where these ETs turned on the launch system and then turned it off. But like, hey, scary. We can turn it on. We could start World War III if you want.
But here's my counterpoint to that, okay? So you're
point,
coming.
Counterpoint.
Counterpoint. Point, counterpoint. Here it is. We're an ET race, right? And we're coming to Russia and we're like, all right, we want to make sure these motherfuckers can't fire their nuclear weapons. We've made this universal nuclear remote. We want to make sure it works. We have two options. Turn their stuff on and make sure we can turn it off, or wait for them to turn it on and hope what we have turns it off. So like, they're just doing a test run, be like, turn it on, turn it off. Yeah, we can do it. No worries. Like, no stress. We can do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that kind of stuff also doesn't make sense to me sometimes. Because that was all analog technology, so it's not like it could be really interfered with as well from like a it's not Wi-Fi or a radio, like it's like,
yeah,
you had to turn the key to ignite like the circuit to start the circuit to start the timer to launch the bombs. It wasn't like I turn it on with the remote control from my house.
Yeah, that's weird. Well, I wonder if it's some sort of like expansion of remote viewing where they can like
just
fucking
manipulate all energy in general. I guess so.
All energy and turn, like, you know what I mean? Like
with their ESPN.
Well, that is the great debate of like, if we have all this tech, but this species or whatever it is coming here and our tech looks like sticks and stones to them, they could do whatever they want. It wouldn't matter. Analog, digital, they just look at it, turn it on, turn it off. Have some like fucking energy manipulator like embedded in their brain. They just look at you and you just disintegrate into a million pieces. Like, who knows? If we are a simulation and they're just the Agent Smiths, they can just do whatever they want. You just look at yourself and all of a sudden your mouth is fucking taped shut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, after all these years of like looking at this stuff, I go, if any of this is even remotely real, we don't know anything and we'd be helpless in the end.
No.
Yeah.
No. 100%.
Fucking helpless.
We're ants, dude, in comparison. Like, we don't even...
Like, our most... What's the most... What's that fucking, like, F-22 or whatever, that Super Raptor, like, the most advanced plane we have, if an actual, like, ET species who is 10 million years more advanced showed up and they had some type of their version of a fighter jet or something, that F-22 would just disintegrate in midair.
Well, they could just turn it off in midair. See, you could make it. I think you could make a better argument for me that the only truly thing that these ETs are like, we got to do something about that, is our firearms, because they're pretty primitive. Like, fucking, they're like, you know, these guys
still
are
matter, though.
Shooting projectiles, but there's no electronics, there's no nothing. And so now they're infiltrating our government to enforce gun bans, right? And swaying everyone.
Harney does look like an alien.
He dances like an
Where
alien.
Where is he from? He just showed up. He just showed up.
Never heard of him before. Right? I mean, so, yeah, I think the only thing, and that's what a lot of people think, is the only thing that we've developed that could maybe harm or do whatever is like actually unlocking the power of the atom, like nuclear bomb or like thermal nuclear stuff. Because if there is like a connection, say there is like a, they call it quantum entanglement, or like something here is connected to something way over there. If we blew up this planet, maybe there's another planet that's their planet that you're connected, that we don't even know about. It's just like, that's just like in a different dimension or whatever it is. Cause that's our most destructive tech by, you know,
a country mile. Yeah.
Like if you have this, you have a bomb that can, and it's a small bomb relatively, you can make it way bigger. It just blows up a city, just gone, just melts it.
Yeah.
And you could, there's really no limit to how, like, you can make them as big as you can have a plane carry them. Like, they're fucking, it's insane. Like those other bombs, like the Tsar bomb, that's like 10,000 times bigger than the Hiroshima bomb.
Yeah.
Like, it would wipe out an entire state or something. Like,
why does that have to exist?
Exactly. Like, there's no end. You can just keep making them bigger and bigger. Eventually they're like, okay, well, this is no point. You can't, this is so big, you can't put it on like a rocket now. Like, this.
Yeah. We'll just blow it up in place. We're all dead anyways. We set this one off. We might as well set it off here.
You know what? We thought back in the day we might light the atmosphere on fire. But this one actually, I think, might light the atmosphere on
fire. That'd be so fucking funny for, like, you know, nuclear, everyone's like, oh, the intercontinental ballistic missiles and shit. And North Korea's like, we built a bomb so big that if you don't fuck off, we will just fucking blow it up. We'll be ground zero, and it fucking wipes out everything.
It just blows like, up the earth.
It blows up everything. They're like, and we will do it. Fuck off. Like, we will be ground zero.
It is so big that thermal nuclear reaction will just, like, chain reaction into just the earth itself, and this is, it blows up. It's gone.
Someone in the chat said they think life in the universe is rare from what they can tell. And that's Andrew. And I'm like, I don't think so. I think from what our technology right now, yes, but I think in another couple of years, I think we're going to realize that life is not rare at all. It's everywhere. It's just different times. Well, complex life like humans and dolphins, maybe not as, you know.
That's the question. Common. Like, how rare is life? Maybe it's every solar system has some life, but how rare is like sentient,
complex
life that like forms community?
But the thing is like, dude, you could have, if you have water planets and shit, you could have super fucking... Or even the crazy thing is, too, I was reading a stat, it's like part of the issue, too, is like some of these habitable planets are exponentially bigger than Earth and have higher gravity, which makes leaving the planet exponentially
off.
Fucking harder. So it's like they could have fucking genius life, just like us.
But you're stuck on the ground.
But they are fucking stuck because their physics and mathematics and stuff cannot jump. Their great filter is that the gravity is so fucking immense on their planet that they cannot get rockets
but
out of their
everyone on that planet not, is so jacked.
I was going to say, yeah. They're obviously not Saiyans because Saiyans would get the fuck off that planet. Give them a month.
And that's why we can't. They can't ever come here because it'd be just fucking yoked. But yeah, I think that's, you know, I think in the future we're going to find out that the life isn't that rare. And it's, the universe is teeming with life. What's rare is, yes, like you said, it's a sentient life. Because if you think about these water worlds and shit, like, dude, like dolphins are fucking smart. Huge brains.
They're also
big
sex
brains.
Offenders.
Yeah,
huge sex offenders.
I think they're the only other species that commits rape, aren't they?
Oh, dude, monkeys. I've watched monkeys sexually assault other monkeys.
Okay.
So, monkeys too.
Monkeys? Well, I mean, that's us, the primates, you know? Same species.
Same.
All the primates, you know? Yeah. Okay. Fuck pieces of shit.
Yeah. Pretty shitty.
But, yeah, that's... Interesting. Talk about it all day.
Hal, what do you think? You want to come on the show, Hal? Come tell us what's up.
Yeah, before you die. The other thing about like Hal, a guy like 88, like the problem is for me too, and I'm listening to guys talk who are in their 80s, is I'm like, I'm sorry, but your credibility like at 75 starts to just dip for me. And then the older you get, your credibility
to
me
personally. He's like demented or something?
I just think they're... Listen, how many fucking 88-year-olds have you interacted with where you're like, yep?
I mean, if he's healthy,
he's
like
pretty
call him a super
fucking
senior,
witty,
right?
Though, that's
like
guy.
It's, yeah. If he doesn't have any type of cognitive impairment, there's no reason why he wouldn't remain.
Was he wearing an adult
like
diaper?
That depends.
I did not notice he was wearing a diaper.
Right? Were your pants looking a little bulgy? That's like, these are the questions I want to know. You know what I mean? Like,
well, maybe these guys got a UTI. Leave him alone.
I just like I don't know. I think the opposite. I'm an ageist.
I think this guy knows he's got one foot in the grave, and now it's time to get this shit out there before he goes.
It's a good point. That's time. Like a fucking Heller, right? What's his name? The Canadian Heller, I think.
Oh, our defense guy, Hellier.
Yeah,
Paul Hellier.
And he basically was like, "Fucking aliens are real. We're fucking working with them. They're working with us in Israel."
Well, how else do you explain that fucking dome? That's alien technology. The Iron Dome is alien technology.
The Iron Dome only works because Israel's the size of Kelowna. Like,
still fucking crazy.
Yeah, they just blow. I mean, stuff does breach it.
Stuff gets through, but
pretty good success rate.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. I mean, all the remote viewing stuff, like a connected consciousness, to me makes sense. The only problem is the criticism with Hal Puthoff is a lot of his stuff is either too classified, top secret, or whatever, or hasn't been actually reproduced in like a blind study. So that's it. But it might be the case where it's too new of a technology and only a few people know how to like actually guide people to do it. But if you're just like, okay, well, here's the experiment. These people told this guy to look for a submarine. So we're going to get a bunch of people and we're going to say, you guys should look for the submarine and tell me what you think. And no one gets it. And they go, well, it can't be replicated. So it's bullshit. But the actual study was by a bunch of very forward-thinking people who knew what to ask, what questions to ask, and how to like unlock it. They asked it, and they got the right answers. But anyone else who tries to do the study, it's not like there's a guidebook, like, okay, we need to have all this stuff. It's like, this is what we did, so try and do it. And everyone's like, well, we can't do it, so it must be fake. That's like...
I think we're having too much success, and they buried it. It doesn't work anymore. We can't replicate it. It's toast. Bury it. Just like MKUltra evolved, this evolved.
Yeah, it's fucking cool though. Well, I mean, that's all we got, I think, on that, on old Hallie boy. I'm trying to get the patrons up here. They changed it.
Hey, fucking beauties, listen, get on our Patreon. helps us out. We got kids to feed now. We got mouths to feed. Gundams to fucking oil. We need your help. We got tons of stuff on there. We got new D&Ds popped off. New PopCon. Zell's Dimension. Check that out. It's also wide released everywhere. Go give that some love.
Sonic Theater.
We got tons. Sonic Theater.
Not Zell's Dimension.
Zell's Dimension was Patreon.
But there is. There's, I think, 250 hours plus, maybe more. I don't even know at this point. I don't know. The Patreon changed something about trying to sort through who's the new, but we'll figure that out. Maybe I'll put it at the end in a separate, like an ad style. But either way, I will make sure if you support it, we'll continue to read them. I just got to figure out a better way, because when I search for whoever's new, it just says no one, but I can see that there's definitely...
What? And Patreon's done some awesome upgrades. One of the ones that's not too awesome is our ability to see who's the new Patreon subscribers.
Just goes, you go new, and it goes no. And you go, yeah. But like all members, and then it shows all these people who just joined in the last week. You go, but they're new.
Who? Yeah, who are they? Show us.
Anyways, we'll figure that out for the next one. But yeah, all beauties, alientheorist.com. Hit that support tab. Follow the Patreon.
Don't do it on your phone.
Don't do it on your phone.
Do it on a fucking computer.
Well, if you can, but you're going to get charged. We're not taking the hit, all right? You're take the hit.
Yeah,
pay extra.
You take the hit.
And then you have to give it to fucking Steve Jobs in his grave.
And listen, $5 tier and up, you're getting some cool shit. $5 tier, you're getting some stickers. Everything else and up, you're getting fucking merch. Every 3 months, you're getting fucking shirts, you're getting sweaters. And it changes every year, so you're never going to get doubled
up.
Think
about it as a combo, you know? Supporting your boys with some ad-free bonus content and also getting some merch, stickers, and all the like. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
We lose a bit, right. So you win twice.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, every 3 months we're like, ooh! Oh, it's a fuck! Whose idea was this?
It was dumb. We should continue to offer them nothing.
And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
Oh, see you.